so I feel I can ask you to help. Could you just distribute one to all of the assembled folks who are here, and there will probably be extras for you all. And we're done. It's not a survey. I can assure you of that. Not a survey. It's a take-home, which I'll get to in just a minute. Today is Christ the King Sunday, or sometimes referred to as the Reign of Christ, assigned to the last Sunday after Pentecost. So today is the wrap-up of the church year. Next week is the first Sunday of Advent. Christ the King Sunday was a gift from Pius the 11th, Pope in the early 20th century, who was encountering the rise of fascism in Italy and Mussolini, and also with great concern about what was happening in the world, and so established this Sunday to honor and to remember the true leaders of our lives, especially Jesus, who, in the face of evil, decided not to strike out facing evil with evil or combating evil with evil, but in a sense surrendered himself to the evil of the world to have overcome it. And so that is why we always hear one of the Gospels dealing with the condemnation and the death of Jesus on this Sunday. I mean, even in Jesus' agony, the thief, the other bandit, whatever you want to call that other gentleman there who he did not know and who comes out of nowhere in the story, even in all of that, he's able to say to him, "You will be with me. I will lead you to a better place by your confession of faith." So Jesus is, of course, the model of leadership par excellence in terms of giving oneself over completely to a cause and not allowing the opposition to that cause to destroy it, taking it on so that evil may be vanquished and that God would have the final say. So it comes most often before Thanksgiving this Sunday, sometimes after Thanksgiving, depending upon the timing of the calendar, but it, one way or the other, it comes very close to Thanksgiving. Another day in which we give thanks, not just for turkey and stuffing and lots of food. We give thanks for our families. We give thanks for our friends. We give thanks for our leaders. We give thanks for all of God's goodness. So I've sent you home, and there's extra to take with you, with an insert that has lots of great Thanksgiving prayers that you might recite at the table on Thursday. But you probably wonder, what's that little bag of popcorn doing? The moment you've been waiting for, right? What is that little bag of popcorn? Well, you know, I hail from the East Coast, and we have many, many stories about Plymouth Plantation, where the Pilgrims landed, completely off course, I might add, in 1620. The 102 Puritans, or Pilgrims, who left England, it took an extra month to cross the Atlantic. So they didn't land until November 9th. They were aiming for New York and the Hudson Colony because that was part of Virginia at that time. They didn't make it. They found the tip of Cape Cod, and then later on in November, they then disembarked at what we now know as Plymouth, Massachusetts. The hundreds of them got out there. But it wasn't until December that they decided they could not make it to New York, where there was a settlement and they would have shelter. So they realized the winter was against them and they stayed put. Not what the people wanted. Governor Bradford wanted to stay there. They wanted to go on. He said, "No, we have to stay." In that winter, 45 of them died out of 102. 45 died that first day. And there's a story that may or may not be true because it's not attested to in Bradford's diary, but that along about January or February, the desire was to eat the corn that had been brought with them from England that they would eventually plant that next summer. But they were so hungry that the daily ration got down to 5 grains of corn, or 5 kernels of corn. Maybe a little bit of poetic license there, we're not sure, but what we do know is that they were on starvation rations, and they barely made it through. By the next summer, only 55 of them were left to get through that year. Yet, despite that suffering, 1621, in that fall, they gave thanks to God for their deliverance and for the wisdom and the leadership of Governor Bradford and for all that they had been through in that difficult, difficult first year at Plymouth Plantation. To this day, there's a Thanksgiving meal at Plymouth Plantation on the Thursday of Thanksgiving. So please take this home with you. And as I said, there's some wonderful prayers. If you'd like a couple of extra copies, if you're going to be with family or friends, there are plenty to take with you. And just put it at your place setting and just share that story. We have so much in our lives, and yet somehow we always think we're lacking something. Isn't that funny how that works? You know, we have so much to be grateful for. And this will just remind you of how difficult the times can be for people. Think of those starving amidst drought in Africa, or Ukraine, the suffering of the people of Ukraine. And yet the drive and the ambition and the hope to keep seeking God and to keep going on remains. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you give thanks for God's blessings wherever you may be. And I hope you'll enjoy the story of the 5 grains of corn. And as you sit down to feast, just remember that and give thanks to God. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.